Today is Christmas Eve, a day before Christians mark the birth of Jesus Christ. The celebration, which is normally held in the night, is to usher in the birth of Jesus Christ. It is characterized by church services, enactment of his birth, and gospel teachings. It is also considered one of the most significant celebrations in Christendom and the Western world, where it is widely observed as a full or partial holiday in anticipation of Christmas Day. In Ghana, similar activities will take place. Barbara Yakubu had a chat with Reverend Father Blaise Attachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church on the day. He asked Christians to remember the poor and the vulnerable in the season.
Twenty-fourth night or midnight mass is a church service that traditionally starts late in the evening. Christian tradition holds that Jesus was born at night, hence a midnight mass. One reason why these celebrations occur on Christmas Eve is that the traditional Christian liturgical day starts at sunset, an inheritance from the Jewish tradition. This practice is based on the story of creation in the book of Genesis, and there was evening and there was morning, the first day. The structure for the liturgical day is followed for all feast days throughout the year in the Eastern Rite, and it is retained for Christmas in the West, where the liturgical day ordinarily begins at midnight. Many churches still ring their bells and hold prayers in the evening. The idea of Jesus born at night is reflected in the fact that Christmas Eve is referred to as the Holy Night or the Good Night. Reverend Father Blaise Attachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church at Achimota explains the significance of the day.
Well, the significance of the Christmas Eve, or 24th night as you call it, is that it marks the start of the Christmas season and the Christmas festivities. And for us Christians, we try to relive the whole event that took place over 2,000 years ago by holding a vigil or evening service. And just like the shepherds in the Bible, who upon the announcement of Jesus' birth hastened to see that marvelous event and adore the Christ child, we also, through prayers, the singing of carols, and reflection on passages that speak about the birth of the Savior, anticipate the birth of the child that changed human history and our destiny. So church celebration is often characterized by a joyous and yet solemn atmosphere that is perhaps best captured by the hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night. So it's not a service for children, even though naturally they enjoy it best. I want to urge all Christians to observe it as truly a Christian festive occasion. Go to church and thank God for the gift of Christ and all the blessings that he
has. What impact does it bring to us?
It's a package, in that it marks the beginning of the Christmas season. So it's a continuous thing. And Christmas Eve is the beginning of this celebration of the birth of Christ. It's like the anticipation, but it's also, in a way, part of the celebration of Christ's birth. And we rejoice that God has fulfilled his word, fulfilled his promise, by sending his Son to become one with us, one of us, and to save us. It's also a manifestation of God's love for us, and that is what we celebrate.
Reverend Father Blaise Attachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church, in that piece on Christmas Eve, put together by my colleague, Barbara Yakubu.